It's currently 47 degrees under very blue skies today. And we have a treat for you in the studio today on our live local interview. In the studio today, we have Ryan McKinney, rather Danny Ryan. I knew I was going to do that wrong. Danny Ryan and Adam McKinney. Welcome. Thank you both for coming in today. So I am going to start. Let's see, you decided you wanted to start alphabetically, so I'll start with Adam. So Adam, tell us a little bit about what you have. Why are you here in Sitka on this beautiful day?
Sure. Both Danny and I were invited by the Fine Arts Camp to be artists in residence at Kitgushihin Elementary School this week. Additionally, we will be presenting dance work tonight in a performance entitled Connections at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. $20 general admission, $15 students and seniors. And we're really happy and lucky to be working in this amazing community.
Well, we're very, very thankful to have you here. You're very prepared for this.
I do my best.
You absolutely do. So how have you been preparing for this performance?
Sure. Preparations for dance performances look like lots of rehearsals, lots of warming up, lots of technical rehearsals. We had a long technical rehearsal at the Performing Arts Center yesterday with Jay Bradley. Shout out to Jay. Thanks so much for all your support. But it also looks like engaging the community. So as part of this performance, we've invited Sitka Studio of Dance, led by Melinda McAdams, and the Sitka Spruce Celtic Dancers, led by Chris Fulton. Additionally, the Sitka Native Education Program students and staff and alumni from that program, led by Ethel McKeenan, have been really warm and welcoming and will also be joining us on that program. So it's all about physical preparations, but it's also about community preparations. And lastly, Kitgushihin fourth grade elementary school students will also be joining us on stage. So it's a really fun, diverse, community-oriented program tonight.
Right, a full slate and quite a variety.
Indeed.
So you're also doing a couple things on your own, a couple of solo performances. And Danny, could you describe those a little bit for us?
Absolutely. When Adam and I were planning for this program, he had in mind a show, a work that he has performed in the past, Hamapa, The Map. And as we were planning, he sent me a video of his performance and said, you know, can you make something that complements this? And I had actually been working on a piece inspired by my grandfather, who was a community leader, a reverend, and a civil rights activist. And I had already been working on that. And when he showed me the video, I said, you know what? It's time to really finish this piece, make it happen. And it's important. It's an important story to share about an important man in my life that has helped shape me and help me come to where I am today. So I'm really excited to share that with the community.
Mm-hmm. So when did he contact you with that video? How long, when you got the call to say, I better finish this thing?
Well, about 6 months ago.
Okay.
So that was about 6 months ago. So I had some time, but, you know, of course, we're really busy. So, and since both of us hold positions that are not dancing for us focused, it takes some time to find studio space to put work together.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, Adam, I'm going to ask you about your autobiographical. I can't even say that today. The performance piece you're doing today.
Yes. The autobiographical work I will be performing, no problem, this evening is called Hamapa, The Map, and it's a genealogical dance performance in which I share the stories of my ancestors, my Black ancestors, my Jewish ancestors, my Native ancestors. As a mixed heritage person, I felt like my experiences were not represented accurately on stage, and I felt that it made sense to portray realism through dance performance and multimedia. So I engage film in the work, which is really exciting. Particularly, I share a film from the Ghana slave castle, as projected behind me as I dance, a story about the transmission of transgenerational trauma and what that means for me as a Black identified person in the United States.
So Danny, your performance is based on real life, experiences, right, with your grandfather. And Adam, I'm going to ask you, we'll go back to that, but I want to ask Adam about how did you uncover or learn about your heritage?
I have been the self-appointed family genealogist since the age of six, approximately.
I have one of those in my family as well.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. I wanted to know who was who and who was related to whom and why we are the way we are, mm-hmm, why I move the way I do, and why I breathe in between the words the way that I do, and why do I look into the eyes of people who look like me the way I do. So the research process was both on a personal level, but it was also in ways that normal, quotes around normal, yeah, genealogists, mm-hmm, do online, at the library, personal interviews. Sure. Things of that nature.
We could talk about this for a long time.
Couldn't
I think. So, Danny, do you have an example of a specific encounter or experience with your grandfather that you tried to work into your piece?
Yeah, I was teaching a contemporary dance class at my school, and I realized that I was doing a lot of movement that symbolized baptism, and all of a sudden I realized that this piece was working through me and working out of me because my siblings and I were baptized by my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And we had just lost our grandfather. So all of a sudden, these steps were coming out of me that I eventually realized, oh, hey, this is about this experience in my life. So I kind of stumbled upon it. It just kind of came through me and manifested. And it took me realizing what was happening to understand that this needed to be a work that I explored further.
And this choreography you did really on your own, or were you working with anyone for feedback or questions?
It was work that I did on my own. The middle movement is to a beautiful piece arrangement of Amazing Grace. And that was the piece that started it all. And so my students and I was developing the choreography, but we were working it together. So they kind of, I could see how it looked on them, and I would dance with them. And what was lovely about it is that it actually became a community piece for us. I didn't have an outside eye with me as I made the process, but I wasn't alone either.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing that tonight. So tonight, the performance is at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we quite a big slate of performers, of course, including yourselves.
Indeed.
Tickets for that performance are available at the door and at Old Harbor Books. I do want to mention, though, or ask you about your Dance Alaska project, because that's something else that you are promoting as part of your visit here.
It is. So Danny has been coming to Sitka for the last 4 years,
yeah,
as part of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and being on faculty there in the dance program. And I've been coming to Sitka for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, Danny and I are both from Milwaukee, Wisconsin,
okay,
and connected about 16 years ago when Danny was in Milwaukee Ballet School and I was dancing for Milwaukee Ballet Company.
Mm-hmm.
We reconnected here in Sitka 3 years ago.
Nice.
And so there is really something special about this place, this land, and also the people here, and particularly Sitka Fine Arts Camp, who's really supportive of Dance Alaska Project. It's a project that Danny and I have started, and we're committed to offering year-round dance education and performance opportunities here in Alaska. We hope to stimulate and to invigorate and to create lasting impact, inspiring individual and communal growth through the art of dance. As part of Dance Alaska Project, we are offering a summer dance intensive for young people aged 13 to 18 this summer, July 15th to the 23rd. Folks can go to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp website and click on summer camps and then go to the left and click on dance intensive. It's the first year that we're doing it and it's going to be really exciting. We're going to get into the nitty gritty of dance technique and performance. And thank you, Sitka Fine Arts Camp, for making that possible.
Well, thank you both for coming in today. We are out of time.
All right.
So we've been speaking with Adam McKinney and Danny Ryan. They're here for a performance tonight at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. It's a dance performance featuring both the two of them and, of course, lots of folks, friends and neighbors here in town, and lots of connections, the title of the show tonight. So thank you again for coming in. The time is 8:27. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Thanks so much for joining me.